Britain's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Commission for Gender Equality says it will continue to heighten activism against what it describes as the discriminatory regulations of world athletics. The Commission welcomed a recent ruling by the European Court of Human Rights that found the Swiss judiciary failed to give double Olympic champion Caster Semenya a fair trial. Semenya challenged a rule forcing her to lower her testosterone levels to be able to compete as a woman. She's been barred from defending her 800-meter title since 2018. The Commission's Javu Baloyi says the ruling confirms that Semenya's right to a fair trial was infringed.
The court succinctly pointed out that the limitation of Semenya's right is not based on existing law, but rather the regulations of a sporting body. A CGE will be engaging Athletics South Africa, SASCOC, Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and other stakeholders in ensuring that Semenya's right and that of other athletes with differences, sex, development are allowed to participate both locally and internationally.
The Public Servants Association says recent upgrades at an Umlazi hospital aren't enough to solve ongoing challenges. This week, KZN Health unveiled a new 14 million rand CT scanner and a water treatment plant at Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital. MEC Nomagugu Simelane hopes the new scanner will help clear the cancer screening backlog and that the new system will ensure a safe, reliable water supply. The PSA's Mlungisi Ndlovu says while they welcome the upgrades, other issues remain.
The hospital continues to face severe human resource crisis with critical shortage of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, social workers, cleaners, porters and administrative staff. It is for this reason as PSA we are saying the MEC, the Premier and all the leadership collective must address the issues of shortage of staff in order for hospital to operate efficient and effective. They must have enough human capital.
And abroad, at least 59 Palestinians have been killed after the Israeli military opened fire near an aid center in Gaza. The United Nations is reporting that 798 people in the territory have been killed while trying to get aid in the past 6 weeks. There had been hope of a permanent ceasefire announcement when the Israeli Prime Minister visited Washington. But Middle East expert Yossi Meckelberg says Benjamin Netanyahu is under pressure to resist a deal.
Some of the ultra-right within the Israeli coalition oppose even a ceasefire. They want to see the complete elimination of Hamas, continuing the war and probably annexing parts, if not all, of Gaza and rebuilding settlements there.
A Palestinian official told the BBC that negotiations between Israel and Hamas and Qatar are on the brink of collapse. The top story this hour, the Commission for Gender Equality says it will continue to heighten activism against what it describes as the discriminatory regulations of world athletics. It's after a recent ruling by the European Court of Human Rights found that the Swiss judiciary failed to give double Olympic champion Caster Semenya a fair trial. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.